In 2021, we still see development and humanitarian campaigns that show harmful stereotypes, negative framing, and traces of white saviorism. At the same time, we also see alternative frames in communication that question the status quo. In this podcast series about poverty porn, we open up the conversation about ethical, respectful, and inclusive communication in global development. We do this together with the Expertise Center Humanitarian Communication. This series is produced by Disrupt Development, the world's first post-growth innovation academy in global development.
Welcome to another Storycast on humanitarian communication. My name is still Emil Martens, and next to me is Wouter Omen. And today we would like to focus on the genre of the individual changemaker, which is a growing trend among communication officers in the international development sector and the human rights movement. And a changemaker is considered to be someone who is taking creative action to solve a problem and to generate transformative difference. And on the one hand, we welcome this trend as it shifts the agency, it shifts the power from the Western do-gooder, who has often been the focus of communication, to non-Western people receiving the support, and particularly the community leaders trying to facilitate social action. On the other hand, we're doubting about the emergence or the emerging popularity of this genre, as it seems to focus again on individual solutions for structural problems, something that seems to be a characteristic of hope-based communications, this focus on the individual, which makes the setting apolitical and also often acontextual, and focusing on the actions and the emotions of the change maker. And with that, it depoliticizes aid and it depoliticizes the context in which the aid is being provided.
In order to get a grasp on these kinds of stories and this kind of discourse, we might want to hear an example of this kind of rhetoric. So let's tune into a short soundbite that was produced by VSO.
We train people to be the answer. The answer to poverty. The answer to inequality and discrimination. We train for education and girls' rights. We train for the early arrivals and for the long nights. We train because every day we see someone succeed. We see knowledge shared, experience gained, and effort rewarded. We see lives change in a single day. We see a baby live and a mother survive the birth. We train because today's VSO trained midwives, teachers, farmers, and engineers are already training tomorrow's change makers.
So what we see is that in some sense, the individual is being thought of as the panacea for international development, where we've always struggled with all kinds of top-down projects. We now hail the idea of a person from the community, whatever that may be, that the support or the help through development work is being provided to. So we see something like the heroization of some individuals towards which the development work and development support is being aimed. And in my view, it actually eerily sounds like the idea of trickle-down economics being inverted. That is to say that we know the paradigm of trickle-down economics coming from the 1980s. So the idea that if we just support corporations, if we just support the free market, people will get rich and some people will get filthy rich. But that is not a problem because economic wealth, in some sense, would then trickle down and distribute income and power and wealth evenly over entire populations. So the idea that if we just sustain an open market where people get very rich, then that economic effect will trickle down to poorer people as well. And this has been debunked over and over again, I think rightfully so. But what we now see in the individual change maker is this idea, but then inverted. So if we just support certain individuals, this will lead to economic growth. And as a result, these individuals will take with them all kinds of people from their communities and their cities and their villages and their neighborhoods alongside with them in their endeavor of economic growth. And I do think that that is too simplistic, particularly indeed because it hides the more systemic problem of inequality and poverty as such.
So the soundbite you just heard was from VSO International, and it's called Training the Changemakers. And here you not only see the focus on the individual changemaker making change in his or her community, but also the idea that those changemakers have to be trained, or actually they are not changemakers as yet, but then the development organization comes in to provide training and then they become a changemaker, as if they lack the capacity to be a change maker, while they, of course, lack justice. So that's also a sentence that returns on the website of VSO, is all we have to do is unlock their potential. Making the solution the solution of the change maker very simplistic, as if it is only a personal attitude that has to be unlocked, that has to be triggered, and then they, as well as the whole community, will change and thrive, while there are, of course, more systemic problems at hand.
Yeah, and I actually do think that the focus on individuality in this sense is also quite interesting, because it is then assumed that as a result of the training and the change makers being enhanced in their change-making capacities will, in the end, change entire neighborhoods, communities, villages, and cities, while the ways in which this is being done and the other people in the communities and in the neighborhoods that actually benefit from the change being made is not really explicated upon. So it's not really clear what happens next. And I do think that is due to the fact that change making or empowerment has become something like a hollow phrase, because we just have to trust in the fact that then change will happen because we enable some people to start making that change in a sense, and then indeed be able to transform entire communities. But how that actually works is very unclear, and I think that is one of the shortcomings of this entire paradigm, that we just trust in the fact that individuals can make a change, while poverty, inequality, and injustice are systemic problems rather than problems that can be individualized. And also, I was thinking that now that we focus on these individuals, we do also focus on the people who made it, or who can make it, or who have the possibility to make it, or the capacities to make it, while we do not have a clear picture of what then happens with the people who are in a more vulnerable position, who are in a position where these capabilities are somewhat harder to unlock, to stay with the terms that VSO uses. So I'm very curious about how we can actually see this idea of the individual change maker then actually making the change.
Yeah, what I also find interesting with the concept of the change maker, as well as with the concept of empowerment and community empowerment, is actually this notion of the community. You already mentioned, like, what does this upliftment or empowerment the upliftment of empowerment of the community look like, but also what kind of image is being created of the community. And it seems that, and we can also hear this in the critiques on empowerment, which lost already a bit longer, that these kind of initiatives often reflect somewhat a romantic vision of local or community-based power, wherein internal power relations, conflicts, social inequalities are often de-emphasized or ignored, as if the community that is out there is some kind of homogenous group, which can then be helped by one or two or three persons who are the individual change makers. So to me, in the end, now we have talked a bit about it, and although I see the benefits of it, it largely sounds as another marketing strategy, which makes humanitarian communication look good.
I do really like the idea that we try to shift the power and to actually highlight and emphasize agency, but I do think that this is a topic that we can discuss further within the sector. I think that we can wrap this discussion up right now. We will remain in doubt but skeptic. I think that is right, Emil.
Yes, very much so. And we would like to thank you again for tuning in. And again, we hope that it was of your interest, and we hope to see you next time.
Thank you for listening to this podcast channel. Disrupt Development is the world's first post-growth innovation academy in global development. We work with leaders, nonprofits, social enterprises, corporates, international institutions, and governments to help them innovate, maximize impact, and achieve systems change. Want to know more? Visit us at disruptdevelopment.org.